Vimes grabbed Harger's stained vest and pulled him until they were nose to nose. A doughnut, as doughnutty as a doughnut made of flour, water, one large egg, sugar, a pinch of yeast, cinnamon to taste, and a jam, jelly, or rat filling, depending on national or species preference. Okay? Not as doughnutty as something in any way metaphorical, just a doughnut. One doughnut.
A doughnut?
Yes, you only had to say. Harger brushed off his vest, gave Vimes a hurt look, and went back into the kitchen.
Stop, in the name of the law.
What the law's name, then?
How should I know?
Why are we chasing him?
Because he's running away.
Cuddy had only been a guard for a few days, but already he had absorbed one important and basic fact. It is almost impossible for anyone to be in a street without breaking the law. There are a whole quiverful of offences available to a policeman who wishes to pass the time of day with a citizen, ranging from loitering with intent through obstruction to lingering while being the wrong colour, shape, sex, species. It occurred briefly to him that anyone not making a dash for it, when they saw detritus knuckling along at high speed behind them, was probably guilty of contravening the Being Bloody Stupid Act of 1581. But it was too late to take that into account. Someone was running, and they were chasing. They were chasing because he was running, and he was running because they were chasing. Vimes sat down with his coffee and looked at the thing he'd picked up from the rooftop. It looked like a short set of pan pipes, provided pan was restricted to 6 notes, and all of them the same. They were made of steel welded together. There was a strip of serrated metal along one side, like a flattened-out cogwheel, and the whole thing reeked of fireworks. He laid it carefully beside his plate. He read Sergeant Colon's report. Fred Colon had spent some time on it, probably with a dictionary. It went as follows. Report of Sergeant F. Colon, approx. 10 a.m. today, August 15th, I proceeded in the company of Corporal, C.W. St. John J. Nobbs, to the Guild of Fools and Joculators in God Street, whereupon we conversed with Clown Boffo, who said, Clown Bino, the corpus derelicti, was definitely seen by him, Clown Boffo, leaving the Guild the previous morning just after the explosion, full stop. Brackets, this is dead bent, in my opinion, the reason being, the stiff was dead at least 2 days, Corporal C.W. St. John J. Nobbs agrees, so someone is telling meat pies, never trust anyone who falls on his arse for a living, full stop, close brackets. Whereupon Dr. Whiteface met us, and, damn near gave us the derriere velocité out of the place. It seemed to us, viz, me and Corporal C.W. St. John J. Nobbs, that the fools are worried that it might have been the assassins, but we don't know why, full stop. Also, Clown Boffo went on about us looking for Bino's nose, but he had a nose on when we saw him here, so we said to Clown Boffo, did he mean a false nose, he said, no, a real one, bugger off, full stop. Whereupon we come back here, full stop. Vimes worked out what derriere velocité meant. The whole nose business looked like a conundrum wrapped up in an enigma, or at least in Sergeant Colon's handwriting, which was pretty much the same thing. Why be asked to look for a nose that wasn't lost? He looked at Cuddy's report, written in the careful, angular handwriting of someone more used to runes and sagas. Captain Vimes, this herewith is the chronicle of me, Lance Constable Cuddy. Bright was the morning, and high our hearts when we proceeded to the Alchemist's Guild, where events eventuated as I shall now sing. These included exploding balls. As to the quest upon which we were sent, we were informed that the attached piece of paper, brackets attached, is in the handwriting of Leonard of Quirm, who vanished in mysterious circumstances. It is how to make a powder called number one powder, which is used in fireworks. Mr. Silverfish, the alchemist, says any alchemist knows it. Also, in the margin of the paper is a drawing of the gun, because I asked my cousin Grabpot about Leonard, and he used to sell paints to Leonard, and he recognized the writing, and said Leonard always wrote backwards, because he was a genius. I have copied same herewith. Vimes laid the papers down and put the pieces of metal on top of them. Then he reached in his pocket and produced a couple of metal pellets. A stick, the gargoyle had said. Vimes looked at the sketch. It looked, as Cuddy had noted, like the